This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's time to go full strength. That's what New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says as he announces that schools there will return to in-person instruction 100% this fall. No remote option. Here's our Julie Walker.
Saying we can't have a full recovery without full-strength schools, Mayor de Blasio announced on MSNBC that the city's roughly 1 million public school children would all be back in the classroom come fall. He added there will be some version of coronavirus protocols. After closing schools in March 2020, New York City was one of the first large U.S. cities to reopen school buildings in the fall of that year.
The U.S. is among those blasting Belarus for forcing a Ryanair passenger plane down in its country so it could arrest an opposition journalist. The plane's crew was told there was a bomb threat against the aircraft. There were Americans on board. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is angrily calling this shocking, saying it endangered American lives. Secretary Blinken is going to the Middle East on another matter. Here's our Sagar Magani.
President Biden is sending his top diplomat to the Middle East after last week's Gaza ceasefire. The Biden administration's been criticized for its perceived hands-off initial response to the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said the president's behind-the-scenes efforts paid off with a truce after just 11 days. Now Blinken himself will go to the region to push Israelis, Palestinians, and other players to build on the ceasefire by laying the groundwork for eventually resuming peace talks.
Sagar Magani reporting. Stephen Colbert's Late Night Show will resume live episodes in June with a vaccinated audience in New York's Ed Sullivan Theater. This is AP News. Have you gotten a COVID shot yet? Senator Rand Paul says he's not getting one, at least not yet. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he won't be getting the COVID-19 vaccine, adding he might change his mind if people who previously got the virus are getting reinfected at a greater rate than those who are vaccinated. The Republican, on a podcast released Sunday on WABC Radio in New York, explained that he doesn't want the federal government ordering him around. Paul claimed that he has natural immunity after getting COVID-19 in March of 2020, but research suggests having the virus may not protect against getting infected again. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Iraq, a rocket landed close to a military base hosting U.S. troops. No injuries. The rocket struck near Ain al Asad Air Base in Anbar Province. Nobody's admitted responsibility. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.